Kites are just one of those time-honored crafts I am intrigued about. Even as far back as ancient times, people were capable of making kites for recreation. Military generals even found ways to utilize them for transmitting signals and messages. Of course, this military application began to lose ground in the contemporary era, and so kites are merely used nowadays as toys, liked by children and adults alike. The first time I encountered real kites was in primary school, when a teacher taught us how to make simple ones using white paper, wooden sticks, and strings. By contrast, traditional kites were made using bamboo strips and papers, whereas the kites sold nowadays are mostly manufactured with fabrics in professional factories. These material upgrades are the main factors contributing to the newfound sturdiness and durability of kites. My grandpa often took me to fly some kites at the parks growing up. I was of course too small to fly a kite all by myself then. It was my grandpa who launched the kite for me before letting me run around holding the other end of the string. I won't forget how a morning kite flying session with grandpa would put a smile on my face the entire day. It feels like an eternity since I last flew a kite. To blame for that would be my studies and the sheer abundance of more fashionable playthings and amusements. However, kites will always remain deep down as one of my favourite traditional crafts. Not so much that it is a toy, but more so as a symbol of childhood recollections.